This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Carnier.
Here.
Ms. Dorr.
Here.
Ms. Durham. Ms. Hartman Eagle.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 present. Thank you. Is there a motion to amend or correct the minutes of September 24, 2019?
Motion to approve the minutes as distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council? Seeing none, introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting, except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 19097, amend the grants budget, appropriate $35,392 in actual program income to the community policing grant, which is administered by the Department of Public Safety.
Reports from special and select committees.
The mics are now louder.
May I please have the reports from any committees of council? Finance Committee? Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. The Finance Committee, which met at 1:30 today, we had three resolutions, then two ordinances. The resolutions, one was a purchase order through Community Services. One was to amend the FY 2020 capital program for the Recorder of Deeds technology account for security cameras. We had a street renaming in honor of the late Corporal Stephen Ballard Way. And the ordinances is the, we have a ordinance from the Clerk of the Peace Office to take $15,000 to set up a clergy registration system. And then the other ordinance was the companion for the, to spend the money for the security cameras for public works. Under grants, we approved four grants. Had nothing on the Spencer Revenue Roundtable, heard comments from the County Executive Branch, no public comment, and we adjourned the meeting.
Thank you. Next is the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time?
Madam President.
Yes, Mr. Street.
I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor to the resolution 19184 for Mr. Martello.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Next, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 19181, congratulating the University of Delaware New Chi Chapter of Kappa Alpha Phi Fraternity, Inc. on their 30th anniversary. Resolution 19182, recognizing National Apprenticeship Week 2019. Resolution 19183, congratulating Sam Chikorowski on achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. Resolution 19184, honoring the life of Stephen Muggsy Martelli.
And yeah, Mr. Street is a co-sponsor. Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar has been passed. Next, presentations we have done this evening. Consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side, signing your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced, and I open up the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from members of council. We begin with R19185, Mr. Smiley.
Mr. Cartier.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like Resolution 19-185 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19185, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Duffy's Hope, Inc. for a pass-through grant for the Department of Community Services in the amount of $150,000.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes, this pass-through grant from our home funds from the Housing and Urban Development proposes to create a residential unit for children who are aging out of foster care, and it will go in the Collins Park area in New Castle County.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I think it's only appropriate that I make comment, as I did up in committee, and that is the fact that I think that both the director of Duffy's Hope Incorporated, as well as our community services manager, Marcus Henry, we mentioned up there, we should mention on the council floor, their outstanding initiative in not only helping children that come from foster care, but also their initiative to reach out to the community and reach out to the neighboring properties of where this particular facility or home will go. I think that speaks well for Duffy's Hope. It speaks well for our community services department, and there's a lesson to be learned by others in government that this is the way it could be done.
Thank you.
Should be done.
Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19185. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 yes.
R19185 is passed. Next, R19186. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, first I would like for council to go out of order and with permission to include R19186 and the companion piece, the ordinance 19-95, be voted on at the and heard at the same time.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The two will be read together, and that is R19186 and R19095.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move that Resolution 19-186 and Ordinance 19-095 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19186, and then the FY2020 Capital Program appropriate $108,512 from the Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee Account within the Office of the Recorder of Deeds to the Department of Public Works Security Capital Project. Ordinance 19095, and then the FY2020 capital budget appropriate $108,512 from the Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee Account within the Office of the Recorder of Deeds to the Department of Public Works Security Capital Project.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, as stated upstairs, the Office A recorder of deeds currently utilizes an access control system and security surveillance that is antiquated and can no longer be used as service. So it needs to be updated, and this is how they're going to replace the current system to provide additional security externally and internally.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments on either piece of legislation? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R191A6 and R19095. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cardian?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Chauvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. R19186 and R19095 are both passed. Next, R19187, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, please read Resolution 19-187 by title only and present to Council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19-187, to rename the residential street known as LaGrange Avenue, located south of Pulaski Highway, U.S. Route 40, east of Summit Bridge Road, Delaware Route 896, and west of Wrangell Hill Road, Delaware Route 72, to Corporal Stephen J. Ballard Way, Council District 11. Mr. Packett?
Please include all of Council in her title.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19-187. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes. Thank you. R19-187 is passed. Moving on to ordinances, beginning with R19-094, Mr. Smiley, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Unlike Ordinance 19-094, read by title only and to be placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 19-094, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, appropriate $15,000 in funding received from the Clerk of the Peace technology fee account to the contractual services budget line item for a clergy registration system. Mr. Cardillo?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate the testimony by our longstanding Clerk of the Peace, Ken Bolden. I think he's still here tonight. By way of introduction of this ordinance and to summarize what it intends to do, I'm going to read from the synopsis. It's to amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget by appropriating $15,000 in funding received from the Clerk of Peace technology fee account to the contractual services budget line items for a clergy registration system. Effective January 1st, 2020, By state law, all persons performing marriage ceremonies in the state of Delaware will be required to have a valid registration on file with the Clerk of Peace. This funding will be used to provide the Castle County Clerk of the Peace with a standalone web-based application for users to create accounts and pay for 1, 3, or 5-year clergy registrations.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-094. Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Carter?
No.
Mr. Cardian?
No.
Ms. Diller?
No.
Ms. Drum?
No.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel? Not voting. I'm a reverend doctor and have a business that does wedding officiating. Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 4 yes, 8 no, 1 not voting. 019-094 is defeated. Next, 019096. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that ordinance number 19096 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 19096, amend the grants budget, appropriate $2,061.67 in interest income and $173,206.56 in program income to the Home Investment Partnership Program Home FY 2019 grant, which will be administered by the Department of Community Services. Mr. Hollins?
Per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019096. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel? Yes. Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Chauvin?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 13 yes. 019096 is passed. Next, does anyone from the public wish to address members of council? And please speak up if you do, because of the lights, I can't see in the audience very clearly. Do we have someone over here? I see movement. Okay. Sign down. Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
My name is Karen Miller, and I have been violated. I have a prison on my corner at 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road. I've been lied to by my state elected officials, DHSS, and the owners and operators of this facility. After the community meeting of October 2nd about the refuge, 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road, I felt disappointed in myself. I let my frustrations get the better of me. Then I got angry. I got angry because I realized that that was the way that meeting was set up. It was set up for failure for the community gathered there to get frustrated. We gave the news organizations that also attended this meeting exactly what Ms. Poore and Ms. Longhurst, my elected state officials, wanted. We gave them an angry mob. My elected state officials did not even speak to the community at this meeting. While our community was on fire, they sat at a table and texted on their phones. Among the speakers at this meeting were Mr. Bell, Mr. Smith from Land Use, and a woman from HUD, and a man from the Department of Corrections. Mr. Bell and Mr. Smith were a class act of the evening, and I want to thank you for all of your help. You showed what it is to be a true statesman, sir.
Thank you.
I want to also thank Ms. Hartley-Nagel for attempting to bring some sanity back to the group, even though it was out of control by the time we got there. While the meeting was in a fury, I noticed a conversation happening in the hallway outside of this meeting. I inserted myself into this circle that included the owner of the property, a woman from HUD, and DHSS representatives. What I heard was this: DHSS to the owner, and I quote, "Give your lawyer," meaning, "give your lawyer her name," meaning the HUD representative, "and she'll take care of these people for you. This is your girl," end quote. We were also told that this is now a co-ed facility. Since when? When did that happen? Because this has been listed as a men's facility, but we've been questioning why
We see women there all the time. So they told us, well, it's now a co-ed facility. On Monday, this past Monday, yesterday, 20 vans of people showed up at this facility. They stayed approximately 20 minutes, and then they left. I have no idea what they're doing there, but they come every day. We were told by the officials at this meeting that they were having blood drives and AIDS testing. That's why they're bringing bands of people into this facility every day. Is this allowed in my residential neighborhood? I'm calling for a cease operations of this facility, and I think it would be wise for Newcastle County to figure out exactly what the operations of this facility are before issuing a new use permit. I have a prison on my corner. Thank you.
Thank you very much, madam. Is there another speaker?
Yeah.
One more? Okay. Please come up and you'll state your name for the record. And you have 3 minutes. And yes, I do recognize you.
My name is Brad Siegfried. Good evening, Madam President, council members. I'm here once again to speak about 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road, now known as The Refuge. In a February 19, 2019 news story, the State of Delaware Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health called The Refuge its first integrated treatment home in Delaware and celebrated its opening on February 15, 2019, a politically well-attended ribbon-cutting event. By contrast, a FOIA request shows that the application for licensure for this program was submitted on June 10, 2019, almost 4 months after the opening of the program. At a public meeting on October 2 at the Kathleen Wilbur Elementary School, Jim Smith, Assistant Land Use Manager, addressed the question of what uses are permitted by the zoning at this location. Following is my understanding of Mr. Smith's answer. One, residential institutional use is permitted by right after submission of the necessary applications to Newcastle County, but these applications had not been submitted. Two, non-residential use, such as an outpatient clinic or prison reentry program, is not permitted. Yet we, the neighbors, see vans taking women to and from this program, a men's facility according to the application for licensure, throughout the day. We see, and news stories have been written about, Plummer Center inmates being taken to and from this program during the day. In the face of this, a state official has said there are no offenders at the refuge. Clearly, the state is providing no oversight and seems not to know or care what rules are trampled. That is why I am asking the county to provide oversight and enforcement of county code. Please enforce the code that says non-residential uses, such as an outpatient clinic and prison reentry program, are not permitted uses at this location. Please make the refuge cease and desist all activities that are in violation of county code. Thank you. And thank you to Council President Hartley Nagel, our District Councilman Bell, and Assistant Land Use Manager Smith for their presence and presentations at last Wednesday's public meeting.
Thank you very much, sir. Are there any questions from members of council?
Madam President.
Yes, Mr. Bell.
Just real briefly, I've continued our conversations with Jim Smith, Assistant Land Use Manager, and the Land Use Department, and they have taken action towards having the equipment operations on that property cease and desist, and I don't have the exact date of that, but it's towards the end of this month, as well as having to submit a new application with a site plan. So our land use department is continuing to actively work with the representatives that have come to council and myself as a district council person. We will continue to reach out and try to work with everyone. We know what federal laws and what state laws, and certainly we're not trying to interfere with anybody's authorities, but you witnessed it the other evening. We, on the part of Newcastle County government, have done exactly what the citizens in my district requested. They requested the land use process, where the facility is now, what has been found, and what is the path forward. All that information was provided the other night by Jim Smith from our land use department. So we will continue to work closely with our community. And as I said with Duffy's Hope, you know, a little bit ago, it's a shame that we can't have a similar process with facilities that are being put into or next to communities without community input, community advisory, and folks being able to get answers. And just for the record, because I got confronted the other evening by a few people from the state afterwards, and, you know, we understand, you know, you've thrown us under the bus. I said, I have thrown no one under the bus. And if anyone on this council feels that way, then they need to come to me face to face. The tapes don't lie. I've presented what we're doing on behalf of Newcastle County government for the residents that have asked us to do what we need to do and what we can do from the land use perspective. We're not trying to supersede or take anybody's authority away from them. We're doing our job. And I am not in the habit of throwing anyone under the bus, be it other elected officials, be it our land use department. I've done nothing but compliment and thank Director Hall, George Haggerty, Jim Smith, for meeting with the work group. We reached out to the state and invited them to 2 out of 3 of the meetings, even prior to the meeting, this last meeting, to kind of have a path forward and Gwynn Air United, and no one came to our meeting. So I'm going to continue doing what I was elected to do as the District 12 council person. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to come down the other evening. Once again, I want to thank, when you have folks in the community to take the time to come in and advise and inform and participate, that's good government. So I just thank everyone involved, and we as Newcastle County government are collectively going to continue doing what our responsibilities are.
Right, and I want to thank Mr. Bell. We both stayed till probably the last constituent left and spoke with as many constituents as we could, listened to everybody's concern. One of the biggest concerns I have is communication, and I still believe that needs to take place. I have reached out to our representatives in the state and the owner of the facility, and I'm waiting to hear back so that we can have some conversation and I can get more answers. And I do apologize, I was a little bit later, and I'd like to take a minute and share why. On the way down, I stopped and I had plenty of time to see our sheriff, Scotty Phillips, and I'm asking all of you to keep him and his wife in prayer. They were in a very bad accident where a tractor trailer hit them from behind. Scotty's back was broken, and I won't go into all the details, but he's in a lot of pain, and his wife is now out of the hospital, but he still has complications. So when I was there, those complications presented themselves, and I wanted to spend a little more time with he and his wife. So I got there a little late, but it was quite an interesting, put it that way, meeting that I walked in upon. And I have to say, I did hear from quite a few constituents afterwards even. And Mr. Bell, they thought very highly of how you've been handling things and let me know that you have been involved all along. So thank you. Are there any other members of council that have comments or questions? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.